First and 10, Jags, Patriots 24. Handoff around left side. Plenty of running room. Inside the 10, inside the 5. And it's a touchdown for the Glen Allen Jaguars. Devin Flowers takes it home from 24 yards.
Samuel looking long. Nobody there except for Patrick Henry. Intercepted. Patriots coming down the way. There goes Devin Coles into the Jaguars territory. He cuts to the left. He could go all the way. One man to beat Faneuil, and he'll score. Touchdown.
You can make all kinds of plans in football, but you have to understand and plan for those things, and the next kid just needs to step up. And fortunately enough for us tonight, there were enough kids that stepped up and made some plays. I thought Devin Coles,
yes,
that was huge. You know, that big interception in return and weaving through and making that touchdown for us, I think that really put us up by 3 scores at that point in time, and it gave us some breathing room. And then, sure enough, we get to finally stop them on defense, and then we turn around and turn it over the next play. So there you go again. So we just got to make sure we don't shoot ourselves in the foot.
What a night. What a week three. As we welcome you into Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, as we will break it all down for you. A wild night of high school football, a major upset, another big upset in our NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll, a performance of a lifetime in the West End, and much, much more. What you heard at the start of Central Region Now tonight: touchdown for Devin Flowers that gave Glen Allen hope early in the first half in their home game against Patrick Henry. In the second half, though, the dagger, the 75-yard interception return by Devin Coles, which made a 2-score game a 3-score game, as head coach Brian Davis alluded to as we talked to him during the RCI Builders postgame show tonight on the Game of the Week on WHA and radio, and, of course, here on the RVA Sports Network. Patrick Henry gets the 35-25 win over Glen Allen. Jags never quit. They got the ball back in the final minute, drove down, scored a touchdown with 7 seconds left, and that was Alex Faneuil, who had been knocked out of the game briefly after trying to tackle Coles at the end of that long TD pick six, and he was shaken up on the tackle track as he got blocked at the very last second. And so he came out. Riddick replaced him, the sophomore, for a couple of series. In the middle of the series, here came Alex again. And I got to tell you, I was impressed with some of the things that I saw from Glen Allen. I see a program that is building foundations for the future, a program that can get a couple of wins this season in the Colonial District. Thinking about it as I was leaving the press box area tonight, I think Glen Allen Deep Run's going to be a good game. I think Glen Allen Tucker is always a good game. That's a huge rivalry. Glen Allen TJ, Glen Allen John Marshall. There'll be opportunities for them to pick up victories in the Colonial District this season and begin to build for 2017 and beyond. And you know what? I know Alex is verbally committed to Ole Miss, and he'll be gone after this season, but Riddick thrown into duty there in the second half, he's got some polish, he's got some promise. Needs a little more arm strength, needs a little more beef, and I think that'll happen. And he also is definitely, I think, a running threat. So it'll be very interesting to see. And it was obvious, you could tell that head coach Salvatore Camp, I knew when he was hired in March, he wanted to bring an L.C. Byrd style of attitude and play to Glen Allen. He was a longtime defensive coordinator for David Bedwell, was gone in Georgia for a year, came back, took the Glen Allen head coaching job. And, you know, Devin Flowers was his workhorse tonight. And Devin, he never quit. He kept going, and he had energy, and he had speed, and he had stamina in the fourth quarter. And it helped Glen Allen stay competitive. on a night where a year ago or 2 years ago they would have folded and lost maybe 35-7, they end up at 35-25. So Jaguar fans, I see improvement. Patrick Henry fans, you have a problem in the sense that your team simply can't get healthy all at the same time. You get Hunter Hart back tonight, and then he goes somersaulting into the end zone in the first half for a touchdown run, and all of Ashland holds its collective breath, making sure that, you know, he doesn't come down wrong. He was down one time, but it was because of a cramp. And there's so many Patriots that Coach Davis told us on the postgame show that have been just nicked up and hurt and ill, and they've never been a full team, even since day one of practice. He said he hasn't had a full team since July. So when Patrick Henry can finally get a full head of steam and a completely healthy roster, I think they can be more competitive in the Capital District than they were a year ago. I think they can give some of their county brethren some fits. I think our game of the week in 3 weeks, Patrick Henry Hanover, could be very interesting based on what happened to Hanover last week and what Hanover had to do in the fourth quarter tonight to get their first win, and we'll talk about that. I think Patrick Henry and Atlee will be an interesting matchup. Right now, I think the class of Hanover County is Lee Davis, and I think they're a step ahead of everybody else at this particular point. But we'll talk more about that as time goes on and we get further down our Game of the Week schedule. Let's get to it. The NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll. We'll do those scores first and then move down the way to all the scores that we have for week number 3. Well, Mark Davis and I talked about it on the pregame show tonight, how, you know, it would be no shame if Meadowbrook lost to Highland Springs, and if, even if they were 0-3, they started 0-3 last year. They made the postseason in 5A South. But tonight is a different story. We also mentioned how in the past few years, Meadowbrook and playing Highland Springs on a couple of occasions have come doggone close to winning, including in the first round of the playoffs 2 years ago. Well, tonight, Jawan Carter goes down to an injury in the first half. Mark Davis reports tonight on the sidelines on NBC 12 that head coach Lauren Johnson says there's no timetable in terms of what the situation is, how long Carter may be out. Everything is under evaluation at this point, so there is no word on the extent of the injury. Cosby's dealing with the same issue. We'll talk about that momentarily. So without Jawan Carter the rest of the way, it's nothing-nothing at the half. Highland Springs scores to make it 7-0, but then Meadowbrook scores in the fourth quarter, 8-7. Springers have a chance to kick a field goal with under 2 minutes to go and miss, and the Monarchs run out the clock, and the celebration was on at MBK. That is a huge win for the Monarchs, 8-7. It's their first win of the year. It puts them 1-2 now as they go into a bye week and get ready for the Central District. They obviously are going to be hot and heavy in the 5A South playoff race as they are every year, but they're kind of tired of being the 8th seed. They'd like to move up a little bit, and with a win over Highland Springs, if now that's going to give them so much confidence when they face Thomas Dale in the Central District, when they play Matoaka, a 5A South fellow member, when they get Dinwiddie, when they get Hopewell, Meadowbrook can be in the conversation in practically all of those games. I think the only game that Meadowbrook would be a decided underdog in right now would be against Dinwiddie. I think right now be a toss-up in the others. And so congratulations to the Monarchs, a huge win tonight. For Highland Springs, it is not the end of the world. Now, it may hurt them in the race for trying to get home field come 5A South playoff time, but right now they could care less about that. They have a bye week. They're 2-1. They start Capital District play in 2 weeks, and they are just worried right now about their quarterback and his health. That's all that matters right now at Highland Springs, and I know that knowing Lauren Johnson the way that I do and knowing the kids over there. And so we're hoping and praying for good news for Pookie and that everything will be okay and he'll be back very, very soon. We mentioned Highland Springs gets the bye week next week, and then they start Capital District play on the 23rd hosting Armstrong. And then on the 30th, they go to Atlee. And so if Carter misses any time here in the middle part of the season, they've got Armstrong, Atlee, Hanover. And then in mid-October on the 14th, they have Lee Davis coming to Kreider Stadium. So just to put that out there, and again, we have no idea. You know, Jawan may be back for the next game. He may be out for a while. We don't know. But Meadowbrook pulls off the stunner, and we'll have a new number one team on Monday, and I think we all know who that's going to be. It's going to be the Skyhawks of L.C. Byrd, who dismantled Midlothian tonight, 62-0 the final score, putting up 40-plus in the first half and rolling with the continuous clock in the second. Skyhawks go to 3-0, and they have a very interesting matchup coming up. Obviously, the biggest game on the marquee next week for Week 4 will be when number 6 Manchester comes to Chester to give L.C. Byrd and this defense their best shot. L.C. Byrd has given up 7 points in 3 games, and they were 7 points in the fourth quarter of a game long over at Meadowbrook 2 weeks ago. So Byrd to 3-0, Midlothian to 0-3. Number 3 Dinwiddie shellacks Caroline, as we feared, 70-0. Congratulations to the Generals. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, and you know, sometimes I can be rather outspoken here on the podcast, and this thought crossed my mind as I was getting in the car at the parking lot of Glen Allen tonight. A couple of years ago, when the VHSL loosened some rules and allowed district teams to stop playing each other if there was a 2 or more classification edge, and so 5A Hermitage quit playing 3A TJ, there was no reason for those two teams to play in the Colonial District anymore. It was non-competitive. It didn't help Hermitage. And it didn't help Thomas Jefferson to go to Hermitage and get killed, you know. I'm hoping that Dinwiddie Caroline, I don't know if they have an agreement with non-district in the years to come, but I'm kind of hoping that maybe they'll take a few years off and Dinwiddie possibly could find another opponent. Now, I know they may end up playing Caroline because they have a hard time finding another opponent because of how good they are. I understand that. But it's not doing any good for Caroline to go down to Dinwiddie and experience that, and it really doesn't benefit Dinwiddie. It was kind of a glorified scrimmage for them tonight, and I hate it when that happens at the high school level. And you know, we know it's going to happen, and those scores come in, and we report them, and then we just move on. I feel horrible for the kids at Caroline. Horrible. So, but congratulations to Dinwiddie. Got the win. They'll get time off and get ready for the Central District. Number 4 Hermitage was off this week. Number 5 Henrico takes care of Deep Run, 45-19 the final. They go to 2-0 on the season. Henrico, next week, they go to J.R. Tucker. And we'll talk about Tucker in a moment. Tucker gave Hanover everything they could handle at home tonight and then some, and came so close to what would have been a big win for the Tigers program. So Henrico wins. They stay unbeaten at 2-0. And they'll look to move up. It'd be interesting to see where Highland Springs falls in the poll. I don't think they'll go very far down. But it'll be interesting to see when the new poll is released on Monday where everything shakes out. Number 6, Manchester takes care of Huguenot tonight without a problem. Final score in that game was 62-28. So Manchester has scored 106 points in their 2 victories over Metoaka and Huguenot. And they go to L.C. Byrd next Friday night. Here's Manchester's chance to make a statement, to get a win in Chester. It's going to be extremely hard to do, but I saw them opening night 2 weeks ago against Metoaka. They've got the talent to hang with L.C. Byrd. The key is simply going to be, can the Lancers running game have any success against Rayshard Ashby and the rest of the Skyhawk defense? That's going to be the telltale sign right there. I think Byrd's going to score some points on Manchester. You know, Huguenot put up 28 tonight. I'm sure some of that was against second string. But Metoaka put up 20 and should have put up more 2 weeks ago. So Byrd's going to get their 20-plus points. The question's going to be, can Manchester hang with them? Next week in Chester, number 2 L.C. Byrd, number 6 Manchester. Manchester now 2-0 with the win tonight. The other upset that we referred to at the start of the podcast, and it was the last thing I was looking at on Twitter before we broke things down and left Glen Allen High School tonight. Billy Fellen, my friend, my bro, love you, Billy. Great guy. Does great work over at Powhatan Today for the Goochland Gazette. And he was there for the Powhatan-Hopewell game. Remember last week on the podcast, a week ago tonight, we talked about 3 games that we thought were going to be very interesting. And we named them Godwin Attlee, Verina Thomas Dale, and Hopewell Powhatan. We said Powhatan's kind of an X factor here, kind of an unknown. Do they have what it takes to knock off legitimately a 3A state championship contender? And the answer is yes. They got the ball back with under a minute to go, down 6. They drove down the field. They scored the winning touchdown, which actually tied the game at the point, with no time remaining. They had a play with 3 seconds left. They scored the touchdown. They either score it or the game was over. So it was tied. Extra point. You either miss it and go to overtime, or you make it and you win the game. They make it. And the Indians get a huge win tonight at home. 29-28 the final. So we've been talking about Dinwiddie and Monahan in 4A, and, you know, we've talked about Hanover and Hanover struggling early this year. We're going to have to start talking about some Powhatan, too, and we're going to have to start talking about some Louisa, who took care of Cortland with no problem tonight. 4A East, all of a sudden, across the central region, and our coverage area on the RVA Sports Network includes Louisa, includes Powhatan. We include Goochland in 2A, King William in 2A. We look at all of these teams in the surrounding counties that we consider part of the Metro Richmond area. And 4A East, all of a sudden, man, you know, throw Eastern View in there and Cortland and Chancellor as usual. And that's going to be possibly a knockdown dragout first couple of rounds when we get to the month of November. Hanover is going to have to get some improvement quickly if they don't want to get caught in a battle for a postseason spot with the Powhatans, Louisas, etc., come the final weeks of the regular season. So congratulations, Coach Jim Woodson and Powhatan. What a win tonight, 29-28. That was obviously easily the best finish of the night by far. Number 8, Thomas Dale pulls away late, and they get a touchdown to seal it, and they knock off Verina at home, 22-13 the final. Knights to 2-1, Verina to 1-1. We talked about how this is kind of a barometer for where Verina is in their comeback attempt to try to make the playoffs for the first time in 3 years, and a good showing, but, you know, getting the win would have been really big for them. Now they have to play Hermitage next week in their final non-district tune-up before they start Capital District play. It's a home game for Verina. Hermitage goes to Verina, and then Verina starts Capital District play the following week by hosting Lee Davis. So now they've got two more chances. They let one slip away tonight, but they've got two huge chances at home the next 2 weeks to get some big wins when looking ahead in 5A South. So don't everybody write off Verina right now going, oh, well, they lost to Dale, so they'll probably start the slide. No, I think there's some talent there that can do some damage. And they've got two big chances at home the next 2 weeks. They need to take advantage of at least one of them. If they can split with Hermitage and Lee Davis and go after four games at 2-2, then I like Verina's chances. But they're going to be battling Metoaka, and they're going to be battling Meadowbrook, and they're going to be battling Mills Godwin in terms of trying to get a postseason bid in 5A South. Excuse me. Number 9, Lee Davis, also a 5A South discussion piece. They go to Prince George. They struggle early, and then they pull away. The Nathan Evans Show rolls on. 47-17, the 30-point win on the road. We talked at the start of the podcast about how we felt Lee Davis was the class of Hanover County right now. They're now 2-0. They host Glen Allen next week, and then they go to Verina on the 23rd. For their Capital District opener. They'll be favored against the Jaguars next week. They won't overlook them, and they shouldn't. And then they'll go to Verina, and that will be a very good test for the Confederates. And if they could make the turn there at 4-0, they go to Armstrong on September 30th, and then they welcome in Atlee October 7th, and we'll have that game on the Game of the Week here on the RVA Sports Network and live on WHAN Radio and on the TuneIn app on October the 7th. And Lee Davis could be rolling at that point. Don't know. Atlee, kind of a unknown X factor after what happened with them tonight. We'll get to that in just a second. Number 10, Douglas Freeman, idle tonight. They're back next week at Atlee on our Game of the Week. 11 and 12 played each other. Monahan, the home team, number 11, beats number 12, Cosby, 29-7. We mentioned earlier about another injury issue, this one being Cosby running back Joe Hunt. Had ice on his shoulder after the game was over. And again, Mark Davis on the sidelines tonight said, no word on the extent of the injury, no word on what has happened with Joe Hunt. We'll find out at some point. And again, you know, you got to remember this, fans. And I know that some of you may get, you know, get to us on Twitter and go, what's going on with Jawan Carter? What's going on with Joe Hunt? What's the update, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, we are talking about teenagers. We're talking about kids under 18. We're talking about minors. And so, therefore, we have all sorts of issues when it comes to health. So if we don't give you an update, it's not because we don't want to. It's because we're respecting that issue and that very important and legal barrier to that issue. All right, finals outside of our Big 12 high school football poll. Let's get to Mills Godwin Atlee first. Wow. Wesley Duggar, 310 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns. In this decade, Morris Jackson scored 7 touchdowns against Patrick Henry for Atlee. That was either 2011 or 2012. couple of years ago, Malik Van Brussel scored 8 touchdowns for J.R. Tucker against Deep Run, and I believe that either set or tied the VHSL record for most in a game. Tonight, Duggar goes berserk. Credit Atlee, they got down in the second half. They get 2 big touchdowns, including a long touchdown bomb from freshman Tyler Warren. And it's 34-28, but the Eagles didn't panic. They just pounded the rock and gave it back to Duggar, and he scored 2. He had 5 at that point. He scored 7. He got the final 2, and Godwin wins 48-28. So the Eagles are 1-1. Atlee is 1-1. Godwin hosts Patrick Henry next week. Atlee hosts Douglas Freeman on our game of the week. On our game of the week tonight, Patrick Henry gets the win at Glen Allen 35-25. Hunter Hart back for the Patriots. He had a touchdown run. Guerrero had 2 touchdown runs. He had the first one of the night and the last one of the night for the Patriots. Justin McCowan had a fantastic night. And the Patriots, what they have is they have several backs in that option offense that they can use, including Hart. It's going to be interesting to see. Again, you heard from Coach Davis at the start of the podcast, if the Patriots can ever get healthy, and they're going to need to get healthy very soon because they have the Mills-Godwin game on the road. Then they open Capital District play with number 5 Henrico, and then they go to Hanover. We'll have that game on September 30th. And then you get into October, and before it's all said and done, you got to play Highland Springs and Verina, and you got to play Atlee. And you know, the only gimme in the Capital right now looks like it's Armstrong, as they lost tonight to John Marshall 23-15 to go to 0-3. John Marshall is 1-1 on the season. Justices, congratulations getting their first win. So next week will be interesting. PH Mills Godwin, our game of the week, Douglas Freeman, Atlee. Hanover tonight, Clayton Cheatham wills the Hawks to a win. My son was giving us updates all night long from J.R. Tucker. Thank you, Robbie, for being a part of our coverage tonight. And J.R. Tucker and Hanover going back and forth. Tucker takes the lead, 21-14, upset in the making, and then Cheatham, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Tucker came back, made it a one-possession game with 1:03 to go, but ran out of time. 34-28, Hanover survives at J.R. Tucker. They're at 1-1. Tucker is 0-2. Hanover next week hosting a Hopewell team that will come in now 1-1 after that upset loss at Powhatan. So in Hanover County tonight, Lee Davis wins. Hanover survives. PH gets a win. Atlee, the only team to fall. Matoaka, big win tonight over Clover Hill. Think they probably got some frustrations out over their performances against Manchester and Cosby. And they get their first win tonight, 50-14 over the Cavaliers. Tough loss for Clover Hill. They're now 0-2. Matoaka now 2-1, and they're getting ready for the gauntlet that is the Central District. You know, they got Thomas Dale, traditional last game of the regular season. They still got to play Dinwiddie. They still got to play, Hopewell. And speaking of the Central District, congratulations, Petersburg. 15-0, the win over Kettle Run, and another win for the Crimson Wave. And Petersburg trying to make waves in 3A. Colonial Heights falls to Parkview South Hill, so the Colonials are 0-2 on the season, and it could be a tough season for them. It's a very tough district in the Central, especially if Petersburg is possibly on the horizon. VISAA action tonight, big win for Collegiate over at Huguenot in a game that was moved from afternoon to night due to the weather. They knock out Trinity Episcopal 48-17. Cougars, that is a huge win after a disappointing season for Collegiate last year. They get off on the right foot here in 2016. And for Trinity Episcopal, the disappointment, they're now 1-2 on the year after the one-point win over St. Chris, and they lost the opener at Sussex Central. Tomorrow night, out at Goochland High School, Benedictine St. Christopher's game moved to the evening due to the forecast again. And if you have a chance to get out there, you should. That's going to be a fantastic game. Benedictine, defending state champion. St. Christopher's, that one-point loss to Trinity. They're going to look to try to get the upset win over the Cadets. Goochland with the shutout win tonight over Amelia. The Bulldogs are 3-0. Congratulations to them. James River gets a big win tonight at home, 47-6 over George Wythe, who, of course, came in hoping they could build on that first win in the VHSL in 5 years, and were not able to do it this week. But George Wythe, Coach Dion Fox, they're going to find some momentum, and we're going to hope that they're going to find another win before this season is over, and they begin to lay the foundation. We've got several situations like that right now in the Richmond area. George Wythe is in that situation. Deep Run is in that situation. Glenn Allen is in that situation. And we love rooting for the underdogs. And anytime a team comes up and does better than expected, rising tide raises up all the boats, folks. And that's just the way it is. So James River, though, good win tonight. They can get rolling. Let's look ahead to next week. Before we do that, another Saturday game, wanted to note real quick, Richmond Christian got a home game tomorrow night. It's supposed to be 6 o'clock, could be pushed back a bit against Norfolk Christian. They're coming up I-64 to take on RCS. Now, next Friday, right now Jim Duncan is promising dew points in the 40s and highs in the 70s, and we're going to hold Jim to that. And so it could be a beautiful Friday night for football next week. We'll begin next Friday afternoon with BISAA action, Trinity Episcopal home to Norfolk Academy. That game should kick off at 4 p.m. And then here's the lineup for next week. The big game, number 6 Manchester at number 2 LC Byrd. We expect Byrd to become the new number 1 team in our poll Monday. Will Manchester move into the top 5? How far will Highland Springs fall after losing tonight to Meadowbrook? All of that to be found out over the next 48 to 72 hours. NBC 12 News at 6 Monday night. Tune in to see the new Big 12 high school football poll. Manchester at Byrd, the big one next week, the marquee matchup, as we mentioned. Our game of the week, number 10 Douglas Freeman comes to Atlee. Atlee on the road for the first two games. They finally get a home game, and it'll be the Rebels. Boy, they have had a series, these two teams, the last several years, both in the regular season and in the postseason. Our coverage will begin at 6:30 Friday night with the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland, when I sit down with NBC 12's Mark Davis to set the stage for all of the action in that Friday night in the Central Region. And our kick will be at 7 o'clock. Again, on the radio in Richmond on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Online on the RVA Sports Network, link available at all four of our websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, and we're on the TuneIn Radio app. All you need to do is search for Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That's R-A-D-I-A-L-L. You find that on TuneIn, make it one of your favorites, and then join us there every Friday night for the game of the week. Radial is WHAN's 24-hour online music channel. And we interrupt it for 3 or 4 hours every Friday night in the fall to bring you the football game of the week. So anywhere you are with your mobile device, download the TuneIn app on at the Google Play or the Apple Store. And then make sure you find Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. Make that one of your favorites, and then every Friday night at 6:30, join us on your mobile device. You can be at one game and listen to our game in your right ear, or your left if you're a lefty. So our game of the week next week, number 10 Douglas Freeman at Atlee. Looking forward to being back at Raider Nation. Also next week, we mentioned this one, number 7 Hopewell, who fell literally with no time remaining tonight at Powhatan. They go to Hanover. Both of those teams are now 1-1. Suddenly, that becomes a really interesting game, and it's a quarterback shootout. Cameron Hill versus Clayton Cheatham. Yeah, enough said. Colonial Heights will get on the bus and head to Southampton, looking to try to get their first win of the season. We mentioned Hermitage, number 4, moving over to Verina for their traditional Week 3 matchup. Verina at 1-1, Hermitage at 1-1. So intrigue going into that game. Deep Run comes back home. They bring in 1A Power Essex. And that game will be at 7 o'clock next Friday night. Deep Run trying to get their first win for Coach Chad Hornick. Essex won that game last year. They'd love to make it 2 in a row. We mentioned in Hanover County, beside our game of the week, Glenn Allen goes to number 9 Lee Davis. He'll be looking to go to 3-0. 2-0 Patrick Henry goes to 1-1 Mills Godwin. He'll have to figure out Wesley Duggar. But hey, in that battle last year, Patrick Henry won the game in Ashland. Now they got to go to Axel Stadium, and we'll see how healthy the Patriots are. And we'll see what kind of momentum Duggar and the Eagles get out of tonight's big win at home over Atlee. Excuse me. Also next week, Henrico goes to J.R. Tucker. Henrico will be favored, but Tucker should have some momentum and some pride after the performance they put on tonight. I know they fell just short, and I know it's disappointing, Tiger fans, but you should be very proud of what you've done tonight. Great effort at home. Now you got a big team, you know, ranked team coming in. You got a chance to pull off, you know, you almost got the upset tonight. You got another shot at it next week. Give it your best shot. John Marshall will go down to Prince George to take on the Royals. Both of those teams are 1-1, and so a second win for either will be huge, especially for Prince George in that rugged 5A South region trying to stay in the postseason race. Petersburg will hit I-95 North and go to Fredericksburg to take on James Monroe. That'll be a good test for Petersburg. Dinwiddie went up there 2 weeks ago, won on opening night 48-10. Could the Wave go up and get a victory? We'll find out. Huguenot goes to James River. Rapids will try to get their second straight win. Midlothian, looking for their first win, will go to Cosby. Will Joe Hunt be available next week? We'll find out next week. Powhatan will now go to George Wythe next week to try to build on the upset win over Hopewell tonight. Monacan will go to Clover Hill. The Chiefs will look to go to 4-0 on the season. We mentioned, of course, number 6 Manchester at number 2, L.C. Byrd. Our game of the week again, number 10, Douglas Freeman at Atlee next Friday night. A week from Saturday, by the way, St. Anne's Belfield comes down here to take on St. Christopher's, and that game is a 1 p.m. kick. So, wow, what a night. The headlines, Wesley Duggar, 310 yards and 7 touchdowns as Godwin pulls away late from Atlee. Powhatan upsets number 7 Hopewell on the game's final play with no time remaining, kicking the extra point for the 29-28 upset win. Great job for Jim Woodson and the Indians. Congratulations, guys. The biggest story, number 1, Highland Springs goes down to Meadowbrook, 8-7. Quarterback Jawan Carter injured in the first half, does not return. Cosby loses Joe Hunt to an injury, does not return. And they lose at Monacan 29-7 on the game of the week for NBC 12. You saw Matt there live at Monacan on the sidelines earlier tonight. Hanover, Clayton Cheatham with a big fourth quarter to get the Hawks with the win over the Tigers. Our game of the week, Patrick Henry 35, Glenn Allen 25. Few other news and notes outside of high school football, as, of course, we don't just cover football. Now, on our post-Friday night podcast, it's predominantly football because we're coming right off of the games and we're trying to give you all the scores and the highlights and look ahead to the following week. And so we spend the preponderance of our time with football, but there's other things going on. Our first RVA Sports Network Super 6 polls in boys and girls volleyball and field hockey debut this Sunday night at 8 p.m. So check Twitter Sunday night at 8 on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. The RVA Sportsnet, if you're not following our main network feed already, join us there. That's when where we will release our first Super 6 polls for boys volleyball, girls volleyball, and field hockey. We have a doubleheader of volleyball action live on the RVA Sports Network online this week coming up. Monday night, we will be at Midlothian High School for the 4A State Championship rematch. Defending champion Colonial Heights comes in to take on last year's runner-up and 2014's champion, the Midlothian Trojans. It is a special 6 p.m. start time, so we'll go on the air just before 6 p.m. on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. We've had a lot of people come on and subscribe to our channel in the last couple of weeks. We appreciate that. You should do it as well. When you do it, all it means is when we go live with an RVA Sports Network live high school event, you'll get a notification to remind you. And if we put a new video on our YouTube channel, you'll get a notification for that too. Otherwise, we won't spam you, we won't bug you, we won't bother you. We just want you to be a part of up to 75 live broadcasts this year exclusively from the RVA Sports Network. So Monday night, Colonial Heights at Midlothian Boys Volleyball. Really looking forward to this. Douglas Freeman head volleyball coach David Calvert is scheduled to join us on commentary Monday night. So that's going to be a lot of fun to get his perspective. Then Tuesday night, we're back with girls volleyball on the Tuesday game of the week. It'll be girls volleyball action as Mills Godwin, Chris Wakefield's kids, head over to Deep Run to take on the Wildcats. Number 1, big rivalry. Number 2, both teams could be in our Super 6 poll. We don't know. We'll find out on Sunday night. That broadcast Tuesday night begins at 7, exclusively on the RVA Sports Network on our YouTube channel. And then next week, we are planning to go down to try to catch at least a good part of the field hockey showdown Wednesday between Deep Run and Prince George. We're keeping Thursday open right now to determine what game or games we want to go cover. And then, of course, we mentioned Friday night, Game of the week for football is Douglas Freeman at Attlee. A couple of final notes. Don't forget, RIR, big busy day on Saturday, of course. Sprint Cup race will take off a little bit after 7:30. Tickets for the event are still available at the box office there at RIR. Don't forget, if you live in that area near Laburnum Avenue, Carolina Avenue, Meadowbridge Road, et cetera, all the different changes and traffic flows, and if you need to go from one place to another and don't want to get involved in that, 295 is your best way. We'll have occasional updates on the race on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet tomorrow night as the race continues, especially latter stages of the race. We'll keep you posted. Huge college football day Saturday. Richmond, now number 2 in the country in FCS. They opened at home against Norfolk State. That's a 6 p.m. kick. Our Taylor Luck's going to be there, and he'll give us occasional updates on Twitter. You should follow him if you don't already at TaylorRVASN. That's at TaylorRVASN. And, of course, we'll retweet his information on the RVA Sportsnet as we can. I say as we can because I'm going to be a little busy tomorrow evening. I have been graciously asked to fill in for Robert Fish with Randolph-Macon football. It is Randolph-Macon's home opener on Saturday night. It's going to be a 6 p.m. kick against Averett University. Yellow Jackets come in at 1-0 on the season after their big win over Dickinson in Pennsylvania to start the campaign last week, I should say. And our coverage will begin at 5:45 at Randolph-Macon's website, which is rmcathletics.com. That's rmcathletics.com. We're going to post a link to listen to the Randolph-Macon game on HanoverCountySports.net and tweet it out, of course, at Hanover Sports on our feed there. But I'll be joining Marty Wilson for the call of Randolph-Macon and Averett tomorrow night or Saturday night as we record this at 6 p.m. Really looking forward to being at Dave Field and being on the air with Marty. He is a class act, wonderful man, does a great job with the play-by-play of their basketball coverage. He handles color analyst job for football. He can do play-by-play tomorrow night if he wants to. I'll just sit there and give an occasional thought or two. But really looking forward to being there at Dave Field for Randolph-Macon and Averett. So tune in if you would, please. We'd love to have you. Of course, there's the battle at Bristol tomorrow night between Tennessee and Tech. It'll be the biggest college football game attendance-wise in history, and it won't even be close. UVA's gone to Oregon to see if they can find a way to start riding the ship. Tough loss to Richmond last week, and they found out exactly where they are and how far they have to go. But I'm impressed with Bronco Mendenhall right now, and I think they'll find the way, but it's going to take a while. Cavalier fans are going to have to be really, really patient. And Hokie fans, you know what? I don't really know what to expect Saturday night with Tennessee. After Tennessee struggled in their opener, Tech pulled away from Liberty. Hard to really look at anything between those two games, except to say you get on the field, you flip the coin, you kick it, and off you go, and you give it your best shot. And we'll see what Sam Rogers and company and the Hokies can do down there at Bristol Motor Speedway. Well, friends, we're just getting started with high school football and fall sports season underway. Got to give a shout-out to Hanover golfer Ward Wilkinson. Are you kidding me? On fire Thursday, fires a 6-under 29 in 9 holes in Hanover's win over Attlee and Patrick Henry in a tri-meet at Hanover Country Club west of Ashland. You heard me, a 6-under 29. That's a school record, 2 shots better than the old school record for Hanover. Congratulations to Ward Wilkinson. All right, so rest up this weekend, folks. Enjoy the college football on Saturday. Hope you join us for Randolph-Macon. If you're going out to the racetrack, be safe. Have fun there. Sunday, enjoy the full week one of the NFL. And make sure that sometime Sunday, you take some time to reflect and remember. Most of you can remember where you were 15 years ago Sunday on 9/11/2001. I know that there are some of you now who are listening. The freshman class coming in now in high school, just completing your first week as freshmen in the 9th grade. You were born after, for the most part, most of you were born after 9/11, and it is an event that you did not live through. For those of you who are sophomores in high school, maybe even juniors in high school, maybe some of you seniors, you may not remember where you were on 9/11. You might be just a little too young to remember. But for those of us who do, we remember what we first heard. I can tell you exactly where I was, what I was doing, and who told me that something was going on in New York. And I can play it right now as a replay, a tape in my mind, walking down a hallway at work. I know the lady who made the first word about it and told me about it. I know where I went next, and then the rest of the day unfolded. And so we continue to remember the families of those who were lost on that day. We are grateful for the men and women in uniform who continue to protect us long before that day, obviously, but since that day especially. And I hope you'll take some time to reflect and remember what happened 15 years ago on Sunday. And with that, we'll wrap up this edition of Central Region Now, an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and intended solely for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. It was a wild week three of football, and it's only going to get crazier. Stay with the RVA Sports Network all season long for broadcast, podcast, Twitter, social media, web, everything you need to know about your favorite sports. Have a great weekend, everyone. Our next podcast will be on Wednesday as we'll set the table for week four of high school football, and we'll talk about other sports and, again, those debut Super 6 polls in volleyball and field hockey. Until then, have a good weekend. We'll see you on the sideline.